A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2018 issue on New Monasticism. Life as a Lay Associate by Donna Clifford. Donna Clifford, CSJPA, lives in Seattle, Washington. She has been a parishioner at St. James Cathedral for over 20 years and a CSJP associate since 2014. She and her husband, Bob, have raised 5 children and have 10 grandchildren. She is a graduate of the University of Washington School of Nursing and practiced nursing in a variety of roles for 30 years until she retired in 2010. For more information about lay associate programs, contact IPJC at ipjc.org. There is a path to holiness within our individual circumstances that engages our own temperament, that contends with our own strengths and weaknesses, that responds to the needs of our neighbors and our particular moment in history. Karl Rahner. Affiliating with a religious community. I was raised Catholic and was taught by different communities of sisters from grade school through high school and in nursing school. These were wonderful women whom I admired. I toyed with the idea of a religious life until I met my future husband. Then suddenly all that changed. After a full life of marriage, 58 years and counting, 5 children and 10 grandchildren, completing my nursing degree and a 30-year career in nursing, I retired. It was then that I had the opportunity to see a community life in action. For many years, I had a close friend, Sister Anna Rourke, who was a sister of St. Joseph of Peace, also known as CSJP, and I visited her often at the sister's residence in Bellevue. I wasn't aware of the CSJP associate program until 2 dear friends told me they were associates and introduced me to the program. I spent a year in the pre-associate program and made my associate covenant in March 2014. The first covenant is made for 2 years with the option to re-covenant periodically. After 10 years, the associate can ask to make a lasting covenant. Living as a lay associate. My story as an associate started with a year of discernment, retreats, formation, and learning about the community and the history of their founding. After that year, I was invited to covenant as an associate. These vows included a commitment to the charism of peace through justice in my daily life. This has been an experience of continuous growth and deepening of my faith. The sisters embrace the associates in their community life. One of our prayer responses is, quote, "We all rejoice in God's daily invitation to seek social justice, love tenderly, and to make the good news visible in our lives." This response has been an evolving process for me. Some of the expectations of me are continuing formation and a commitment to deepen my understanding of the CSJP charism through daily prayer and the integration of the spirituality of peace through justice in my daily life. There are many opportunities to volunteer on committees and nonprofit boards. I am a member of an associate core group, a forum for the associates and sisters to develop activities for the congregation and to facilitate mutual growth and bonding of associates and sisters. I meet once a month with a small group of sisters and associates in a community small group in a home on Capitol Hill. We meet for continuing prayer and education. The relationships have deepened as we also share a meal, great conversation, and fun. As an associate, I attend at least 2 retreats a year, assemblies, associate gatherings, and congregation events. It is hard to list all the ways my life has expanded. It starts with the examples I see in my CSJP community. The sisters and associates are involved in peace rallies, vigils outside the detention center in Tacoma, campaigns to write our legislators, and providing support to refugees and immigrants. They are women and men, teachers, doctors, nurses, lawyers, judges, and university professors. Some are hospital administrators who manage hospitals and clinics in the U.S., Haiti, and El Salvador. By their example, they are living the charism through peace and justice and one of the precepts of New Monasticism. The new monastic cannot turn away from suffering. how my religious community supports my ministry in the world. In the summer of 2016, I answered a call from the congregation to travel to Calais, France, in September, where I live in a Catholic worker house and ministered with political refugees from the Middle East in an encampment called the Jungle. In a very profound way, this experience taught me about the commonality of all people. When I started making visits to the camp, I was overwhelmed and humbled by the experience of meeting so many beautiful people who were in such dire circumstances. They had lost everything and didn't know what the future held, yet they were so kind, hospitable, and faith-filled. I also saw the worst of humanity in violence, human trafficking, and rejection. The goodness I saw demonstrated to me how God still can be present in the harshest circumstances. This experience has opened my husband and me to work with refugees here in Washington. Despite the divisiveness and violence in our world, we can still try to do good in our own environment.